Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Milaha Q3 2015 financial results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Tuesday, the 3rd of November, 2015. And I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Shahan Khoshgarian. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is actually Bobby Sarkar from QNBFS speaking on Shahan's behalf. I'd like to welcome everybody to Milaha's third quarter 2015 earnings call. First of all, I'd like to introduce Milaha's management for the call. We have with us Akram Iswaisi, Acting EVP, Finance and Investments, and Sami Shateya, VP, Financial Planning and Analysis. We will start the call with management discussing their results, and then we'll open up the call to Q&A. Guys, you can go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for 9 months 2015 earnings call. We are very pleased to report another solid operational performance for the Milaha Group. Overall, revenues are up, operating profit is up, and net profit is up by a strong double digit. Very pleased with this performance. All of our business units, except for Milaha Capital, have produced exceptional positive results. Maritime and logistics performance, again, consistent with last quarter, continues to impress. Trade volumes heavily impacted results for this unit, and we consistently see strong growth in volumes this year in both our port and container shipping units, which have collectively contributed to improved results. Milaha Offshore has also done exceptionally well relative to last year, largely due to the deployment of the new DSV, which combined with an increased emphasis on improving utilization and operating efficiency. And at the same time, Halul continues to pursue opportunities within Qatar and outside of Qatar. Due to favorable tanker market, as you are well aware, the product tanker unit of Milaha Gas and Petrochem has done exceptionally well. And this is the same information that we've shared with you last quarter. And the results were driven largely by the oil prices, which again have continued to increase the demand for oil and oil-related products. The trading business unit continues to do exceptionally well on the back of strong infrastructure projects in Qatar. We continue to sell more trucks and more heavy equipment. All in all, trading business has done exceptionally well again and continues to do well. As a company, we have remained focused on growth and producing solid operational performance. And as a result, we continue to deliver strong financial performance and continue to create shareholder value. Thank you very much. Now I'd like to turn this over to Sami, who will go over the financials.
Thanks, Akram. As usual, I'm going to go over the published consolidated financial results for the first 9 months of 2015, and then I will get a little more into the segments with some more detail. So operating revenues for the first 9 months of 2015 were 2.31 billion compared to 1.97 billion riyals for the same period in 2014, for an increase of 17% year over year. Operating profit for the first 9 months of 2015 was 699 million compared to 540 million for the same period in 2014, for an increase of 29% year over year. And net profit for the first 9 months of 2015 was 959 million compared to 821 million riyals for the same period in 2014, for an increase of 17% year over year. Now I'll get into the segment results, highlighting the key variances versus the first 9 months of 2014. Starting off with maritime and logistics, overall revenue was up 30% year over year, with port services and container shipping once again driving most of that. We continue to see strong volumes in both those units. Doha port volumes increased 13% year over year, and our container shipping volumes increased 19% year over year, which helped boost revenues. In addition, similar to what we've seen all year, the change in the number of free storage days at Doha Port from 10 down to 3 also helped increase revenue. On the expense side, operating supplies increased by 50 million reals, mostly related to the higher volumes. The other significant increase came from a 39 million Qatar Riyal impairment we booked against our bulk carrier in June. On to offshore, we continue to have a pretty decent story to tell compared to last year. Revenue was up 29%, with most of that coming out of our diving unit. We also saw higher revenues from our commercial unit due to the full year effect of vessel additions during 2014. On the cost side, we had higher salaries and wages, operating supplies, and depreciation expenses, all mainly attributable to new vessels we took possession of last year. Moving on to gas and petrochem, overall revenue increased by 52%. Half of that driven by increased freight rates related to our 5 wholly owned product tankers, 2 gas carriers, as well as the full year effect from vessels we took possession of in 2014 in our Port Marine operations. The other half is due to the 100% stake we took in 2 LNG vessels in early July and the change in reporting related to that. We had a 21 million real increase in overall expenses, and that is all related to the 2 LNG vessels we took full ownership of in July. On the non-operating side, we saw a 23% decrease versus last year in income, with 24 million of that coming from transaction-related charges related to the 2 LNG vessels. Our trading segment posted a 12% revenue increase and 100% net profit increase year over year. It's really been the same story all along, with higher heavy equipment sales related to infrastructure projects that more than offset a drop in our bunker unit. On to our capital segment, starting with real estate, our results continue to benefit from moving our headquarters to an owned property that we developed, as opposed to our previous headquarters that was on a lease that ended late last year. We realized a net pickup of 19 million reals related to this. Next, on to Qatar Quarry subsidiary posted 51 million in higher revenue, along with 33 million increase in cost of goods sold. And lastly, our investments, we posted 12 million higher dividends than the same period in 2014, but 154 million in lower returns from our actively managed and traded investment portfolio. That pretty much sums up our operations to bring us to an overall net income of 959 million. With that, I'll now turn it back over to Akram, who will go over our outlook.
Thank you very much, Sami. With respect to our outlook for the rest of the year, I'll take that segment by segment. On MML, we continue to expect trade volumes to remain strong through the end of this year, and with that we see a positive impact on our port and container shipping business. In addition, the revenue earned from the additional storage days, we expect that to remain steady throughout the rest of the year. So all in all, we continue to see MML perform strongly throughout the rest of the year. With respect to Milaha offshore business, as you are well aware, the offshore market is going through a dramatic shift, largely due to the decrease in oil prices, with the increase in the supply of offshore vessels and the cutback in capex spendings by oil majors. A lot of offshore companies are struggling today. But I'm pleased to say that we have been able to weather the storm so far. And we are staying close to our customers, continuing to discuss with our customers our value proposition. And we are continuing to expand outside of Qatar. With that, in addition to that, most of our vessels are on long-term contracts, so we are very comfortable with the performance of Halul, and that our performance for Halul will continue to be the same throughout the rest of the year. Again, we are staying focused, we're looking at the market, and we are trying to be lean and look at how we run the business and become much more efficient. So we're very, very optimistic about the performance of Halul for the rest of the year. Now, with respect to Milaha Gas and Petrochem, most of the revenue in that segment is on long-term contract, so a lot of it is fixed. Now, we jointly own 50% of four VLGCs with Nakilat. These vessels are on long-term time charter. Our jointly owned LNG carriers are on long-term fixed time charter. Our two fully owned LNG vessels are also on long-term time charter. We have the 19 Harbor Marine vessels. They are on a long-term time charter. On top of that, our fully owned product tankers and one crude carrier, those five vessels are in a pool today, but the product tanker and the crude market is doing exceptionally well. And so we will expect to see strong performance as we've seen earlier this year through Q4 2015. So again, we expect a solid, strong performance from Milaha Gas and Petrochem throughout the rest of this year. With respect to Milaha Trading has done exceptionally well on the back of strong construction and infrastructure activities in Qatar. And we expect the same momentum throughout this year. And so we feel very strongly that the performance will be as we've seen earlier this year. With respect to Milaha Real Estate and Milaha Capital, we will continue to realize savings from moving to our new headquarters as opposed to 4Q 2014. And so all in all, I think the Milaha, the expectation for Q4 2015 is very positive, and we're very pleased with the results so far. Thank you very much. This concludes our comments to the presentation. Operator, we would like to open the call to questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you'd like to cancel your request, you can press the hash key. That's star and 1 if you would like to ask a question. Thank you. And your first question today comes from the line of Omar Faruqi. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. Can you give me an update on the bidding for the new port, and what will happen? I mean, will the old port be closed, and the new one, and everyone will rely on the new port, or how will it go? And my second question is regarding that there's a news today that oil companies are cutting down on spending, and they will probably postpone oil maintenance and such services. So how will that impact on your offshore business?
I think the answer to the first question is the same as we said last quarter. The decision on the Doha port has not been made yet. We are awaiting the final decision. We are comfortable with our position being the current Doha operator. But again, as of right now, the decision has not been made. With respect to what's going to happen to the old port, naturally there's going to be a transition period where the volumes and the business will shift from the old port to the new port. But in terms of what's going to happen with that old port, we really don't know what the government plans to do with that port. They have various plans, but unfortunately we cannot speak on behalf of the government. Now, with respect to the second question, the news about oil companies cutting back CapEx has been around for the past couple of years. It does have an impact. It does create competition. And for us, from our perspective, we are keeping an eye on the market. We are staying in touch with our customers. We are watching the market. And as I mentioned earlier, we are trying to manage our operating expenses and trying to be leaner as we deliver the service. But like I said, we're very comfortable with our position here in Qatar. We are very close with our customers. And yes, we have been approached by some of our customers about reduced rates. But again, we have managed to convince our customers about our value proposition. And I think we've been successful so far. So yes, there will be competition, but we are prepared to manage that.
Okay. Just to follow up on the port question, what is the capacity of the new port, and which are the other competitors? I mean, who are the other competitors who are bidding for the operating license?
Yeah, Omar, this is Sammy. So the first phase of the new port is 2 million TEUs. That's the capacity of the new port, the first phase. The existing port can handle currently probably around 650,000 TEUs. Just to put things into perspective, last year we moved 462,000 TEUs. So even the existing port, we're well below the capacity of what it can handle. But there is quite a gap between the capacity of the existing port and the capacity of the first phase of the new port.
And about the competitors, I mean, who are they? Can you name a few?
So we haven't been formally advised of who the competition is. We'd rather not guesstimate on that and not provide any details on that, really, because we haven't been formally notified. You know, we're in the market, obviously. We have a feeling, but again, none of that has formally been shared with us. So you can probably, you know, guess it's probably the big port operators that around the world.
And any particular timeline as to when it will be announced or?
No, I mean, we expect any day. We've been saying any day for quite a while. I mean, typically the port operator has a lot of involvement in the final preparations of the port. And if they're going to open up the port at the end of 2016, which they have publicly announced they will, then really we're in a crunch. We're in a crunch time. Because, like I said, the operator typically has a say. They have to be involved in everything from, you know, systems, mobilization of staff, mobilization of equipment, all of that, the infrastructure, you know, the positioning of some of the infrastructure work, the equipment, all of that. So we've been saying any day now for a while, and I know it's kind of lost its effect, but that's the reality of the situation.
Okay, thank you. Then that's from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. We appear to have no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for your interest in Milaha, and we look forward to you joining us on the next call. Thank you.
We have actually had one further question, and if you'd like to take that.
Sure, we can take it.
Certainly, and that comes from the line of Shabir Kagalwala. Please ask your question.
Hi, gents. A quick question on the finance cost. That is, we have seen a significant increase in the finance cost in the third quarter, and also the debt levels have increased. Any particular reasons for that?
You know, part of that increase relates to the acquisition of the 60% in the two LNG vessels. So before we were accounting for this investment under the equity method. So now we have a 100% full consolidation. So part of that interest increase relates to those two LNG vessels.
So this is expected to stay at this level, right?
This is expected, absolutely. Well, I mean, it's amortizing, so it's expected to decrease over time because it's an amortizing loan.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.